be a bit of a transition.
We're gonna get started, folks.
So we'll.
Really sad.
Congratulations.
Thanks for a lot of seconds. Chair will call this meeting to order. I want to say that we have a quorum, I believe, and other people have told me that, so I will believe that. First up, we're gonna approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on June 4th, 2024. Should have that. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed? If not, here none, motion carries. Next, we'll move on to submission of the 2024 annual report. And I call on Horace Green for presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am pleased to present the REMIC annual report for the fiscal year ended October 31st, 2024. During the year, REMIC issued commitments to ensure 24 new loans covering 5,500 units with a total mortgage amount of $424.4 million and an insured amount of $84.9 million. Additionally, REMIC issued 19 certificates of insurance covering 2,745 units with a total mortgage amount of $309.2 million and an insured amount of $64.8 million. REMIC ended fiscal year 2024 with 306 insured properties in its portfolio, covering over 39,000 units with a total mortgage amount of $2.3 billion and an insured amount of $475 million. REMIC reserves at the end of fiscal year 2024 total $173.4 million. In fiscal year 2024, REMIC paid periodic claims totaling $79,000 related to one CPC-serviced NYSERS loan. REMIC is expected to be reimbursed for this claim as the delinquency has been resolved and the insured and borrower are entering into a reinstatement agreement. REMIC is aware of four additional CPC service NYSERS loans with an aggregate outstanding principal balance of $2.5 million that are at least 30 days past due. REMIC will continue to monitor the performance of the associated properties. There are no REMIC insured HDC loans currently in default. As of April 30th, there were 9 HDC loans with a total insured amount of $8.3 million associated with properties exhibiting signs of financial distress. The borrowers are working with HDC to restructure the loans or to cure these delinquencies. For this reason, REMIC does not expect any claims related to the HDC portfolio. REMIC continues to perform well, fulfilling its mission to promote the production and rehabilitation of affordable housing in New York City, while also maintaining a stable AA rating from S&P Global. Upon approval of the REMIC annual report, it will be posted to the HDC website. This concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
I mean, that was a very good report, but yeah, any questions?
On the REMIC, I'm sorry, the HDC properties, did they follow any kind of pattern or they? Similarity between the properties.
So the general sense of
the ones that are in trouble.
In trouble, yes. So we're looking at a consistent late payment and some bordering on delinquency, but not quite there yet. But HDC's asset management team is engaged with the borrowers, and they're working towards resolutions on all of the properties noted.
Is there any sort of commonality on the features of the, are they, you know, same manager? Is there anything that we can say that there's something maybe in common that they have that is making these go wrong, or is it
more? So there, that's a great question. There are a few that are large scattered side properties, so we've noted the performance there to be somewhat inconsistent. I think the managers have characterized these as being difficult to manage. And there are also some smaller rehab portfolios that are dealing with collections issues, and these also have fairly low rents relative to the market. So that's also a feature of some of these properties that are having trouble. But I think one of the larger issues across the board is just collections. And in some cases, the borrowers are having issues also with their commercial spaces.
Okay. The other thing I'm wondering is, you know, there are a certain number of storm clouds on the horizon, and is there anything we should be thinking about looking at, you know, that may be coming down the pike that might be a problem for us? And you know, maybe there's not a quick answer to that right sitting here right now, but that would be a concern of mine looking forward, you know, subsidy programs and whatnot, reasonably under threat, et cetera.
Noted. Yep.
I'll add one thing to what Horace said in terms of those scattered site. One thing that we have noticed that's interesting to note is that the re-syndication of large scattered sites is not particularly, it doesn't hold water as well as you might think it would. And so to the spirit of your question, and one thing we've been talking about more is the importance of rental assistance and income support. It really becomes hard if you don't have enough income support or rental assistance in a project, even re-syndicating, even recapitalizing, you're going to see a gradual erosion. And I think the whole country is experiencing this. We're seeing some states that are introducing legislation to try and think about how they recapitalize their LIHTC portfolios that don't have enough Section 8. So I think that's an area that we're thoughtful about. And in this budget and tax kind of cycle conversation that we're in, we're talking more with a lot of partners about the importance of income support, rental assistance, even when you do a good job of recapitalizing something.
Yeah, I'll just add to everything that Eric said for that, the larger storm clouds, given that this is an issue, both regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, we're seeing a lot of bipartisan support for making sure that what the investments were before continue to be solid moving forward. So in conversations we're proactively engaging with in DC, or in conversations which we have monthly with large high cost cities, and now expanding to mid cost cities and county leaders, there is a coalition that's doing exactly what Eric described, which is looking at the portfolio, seeing how we can address it, putting forward the ability to deal with the capital piece, but making sure we deal with the rental subsidy side as well, either advocating for the federal or looking at what local and state options are.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. If not, thank you very much, Horace. And this is our opportunity to talk about other business, mostly related to this topic, but if you have a good recommendation for a pizza place or a gyro place, I'm always open. If there is no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? If none, there's opposition, well, the motion carries. I'd like to remind anyone who intends to stay for the HDC board meeting that you can stay logged into the current WebEx connection. That's for you out there in the internet land. We do not need to leave this meeting and rejoin for the HDC board meeting. I have a note here. Tom Manning is a member of the Rimac Ward, but he is not on the HDC board. He is invited to stay for the HDC board meeting, but is not required to attend or vote. So, Todd, I don't think we've met.
Well, thank you for that kind invitation.
Yeah.
I think I'll take my leave.
Okay. Well, Todd, I didn't get the chance to meet you before, but I'm really excited to work with you, and thanks for being here.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We've got about 15 minutes.
Good to meet you, Tom. Okay. So, you have 15.
What do we do before electric comes?
Just didn't communicate with each other.
Frank.
Okay, we're back again. So nice. And more people, of course. So at this point, at this moment, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I want to note, I believe we have a quorum and no one's telling me that we don't. So we'll continue. I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum and moving right along. Approval of the minutes of the members meeting held on April 7th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on April 7th? 2025. So, second. Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Okay, no conflict. In that case, the motion carries. Next up, I'd like to go to the president's report and call on President Emberlin.
Thank you, Commissioner and Chair Tagani. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to first take a moment to extend my congratulations to our four chair, not entirely new board chair. After almost a decade as colleagues, it's been a pleasure to continue to work alongside you in the months since you've assumed your new leadership role at HPD. And it has been a great experience working across government PubMed over literally a decade, and incredible work and incredible public servant. So many of us feel really grateful to have you here at this time. In turn, I'd also like to express my appreciation to Deputy Mayor Carrione and thank him for the contributions he made as HPC chair over the past 3 years prior to his recent appointment as Deputy Mayor for Housing, Economic Development, and Workforce. As housing challenges continue across New York City and the nation, I'm grateful that we can all continue our important work together to mobilize the programs and resources essential to advancing our collective mission. We have a very full agenda present you today. So turning to that, we'll begin today's meeting with a report on the audit committee from Audit Committee Harry Gould. Senior Vice President for Department Lori Connors will then present a request of the members to authorize the issuance of roughly $2.2 billion in financing, a significant portion of which will be dedicated to loan restructurings for 3 NYCHA PAC transactions initially approved by the members in 2021. That's PAC Williamsburg, PAC Boulevard, and PAC Linden Penn Wortman. This proposal will provide flexibility for the corporation to be responsive to the current interest rate environment as these 3 transactions, totaling more than 5,200 apartments, convert to permanent financing and anticipate being sold to the Federal Financing Bank. It also underscores HBC's ability to be agile in a shifting economic climate while continuing to safeguard the corporation from undue risk. The proposal will also support the creation of more than 1,070 new affordable homes across 4 developments in Brooklyn and Manhattan, as well as 2 sun loans to support urgently needed repairs for more than 1,440 households living in public housing at Metro North White Houses in Manhattan and Ocean Hill Campus in Brooklyn. In addition, the proposal would support the refinancing of the Silverleaf Mall Preservation Project and a supplemental loan for Lawson Thaw Phase 1, both located in the Bronx. Following Lauren's presentation, Senior Vice President for Public Housing and Lending Strategies, Brian Che, will seek your approval for the issuance of housing impact bonds to support the financing of the aforementioned PACT Metro North White Houses and PACT Ocean Hill Stuyvesant Gardens developments. You'll then hear from Bobby Toth, Director of Budget and Financial Planning, with a request for your approval to file the fiscal year 2026 proposed budget and financial plan. The breadth of today's agenda reflects the scale and impact of HDC's work across new construction, preservation, and public housing finance. These proposals are a testament to HDC's role as a leading housing finance agency, as well as our deepening partnership with HPD and NYCHA as we strive to keep pace with the growing housing needs of our city and to work to ensure the stability of our existing housing portfolio. Thank you again to the members for joining us today and for your continued commitment to serving the housing needs of our city. I also, as always, want to thank the HDC team for their dedication and hard work that helped bring these items forward for your consideration today. And with that, I'll conclude the report and turn it back to Commissioner Tagani. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The only thing I'll say to add to your comments is that over that decade, there were many moments
where my understanding of housing and my understanding of what means to be a public servant has been shaped by you.
Thank you.
And the HCC team. So thank you so much.
We accept that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So at this point, I will turn over to our next step, the report of the audit committee meeting to Mr. Gould.
You.
The audit committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the members approved the audit committee charter, which was presented for its annual review. No changes were made to the charter. The fiscal year 2025 third quarter internal audit plan was also approved. The members also reviewed the 2025 second quarter financials and other investment, debt, and credit reports.
Thank you. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HBC's Finance Committee. I call on Lauren Connors.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2025 Series C, D, E, and F bonds in an amount not expected to exceed $2,261,450,000. The bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2025 Series C, E, and F bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York state and local income tax, and such bond series will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycled volume cap, and or the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. Interest on the 2025 Series D bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York state and local income tax. The anticipated interest rates, maturity dates, and other relevant terms of the bonds are described in your memorandum. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 371st through 374th supplemental resolutions. Is anticipated that all or a portion of the proceeds of the 2025 Series C bonds, together with available monies of the open resolution and or the corporation's unrestricted reserve, will be used to finance all or a portion of the senior and or subordinate mortgage loans for 6 developments. The proceeds will create approximately 1,079 new rental homes across 4 developments in Brooklyn and Manhattan and preserve 1,443 rental homes in 2 NYCHA PAC developments. For more details on these developments, please see attachments 1 through 6 in your memorandum. It's also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2025 Series C bonds will be used to finance or reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or a portion of certain subordinate loans for developments described in attachment 7 in your memorandum. The members have previously approved the subordinate loans for these developments described in attachment 7 and are now being asked to approve the use of the 2025 Series C bond proceeds for the financing of or the reimbursement for all or a portion of the loans, which will replenish the corporation's reserves to be relent to new developments in furtherance of the mayor's housing plan. It is anticipated that all or a portion of the proceeds of the 2025 Series D bonds, together with available monies of the open resolution and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or a portion of the mortgage loans for 5 developments. The proceeds will preserve or stabilize 2 developments in the Bronx comprised of 614 rental homes. In response to the current interest rate environment, the proceeds will also provide restructured permanent loans, inclusive of supplemental loans, to facilitate federal financing, bank financing at the permanent conversion for 5,216 units, Impact Williamsburg, Impact Boulevard BSAFP, Impact Linden 10 Warman. For more details on these developments, please see attachments 8 through 12 in your memorandum. It is also anticipated that a portion of the 2025 Series B bond will be released to the corporation, and in connection therewith, certain senior mortgage loans previously financed by the corporation under the multifamily secured mortgage revenue bonds bond resolution will be pledged to the open resolution. The proceeds can then be relent to new developments. for more information on the loans requested to be pledged to the open resolution in connection with the issuance of the 2025 Series D bonds. Please see attachment 13. It is also anticipated that the remaining portion of the 2025 Series D bonds will be used for future lending. This, together with an anticipated interest rate hedge, will enable the corporation to lock in funding at current rates. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members prior to the making of such loan. It is anticipated that the 2025 Series E bonds will be issued as a convertible option bond or COB to preserve tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of amounts currently needed by the corporation and the New York State Housing Finance Agency. If issued, the proceeds of the 2025 Series E bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction or acquisition and rehabilitation of certain developments listed in attachment 14 in your memorandum, which will all meet the low income set aside required to issue private activity tax-exempt bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments have either previously closed with corporate funded loans that will be refinanced with recycled bonds or are expected to close in 2025, at which point the 2025 Series E bonds are expected to be refunded or remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2025 Series F bonds will be used to refund certain tax-exempt multifamily housing revenue bonds, including bonds issued in 2016 through 2020, which have either reached their optional call date or will be callable by November 1st, 2025, as described in attachment 15. It is also anticipated that a portion of the 2025 Series F bonds will be used to refund a portion of the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2021 Series F1. These refundings are expected to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. The members are being asked to authorize issuance of the bonds pursuant to multimodal supplemental resolutions. Accordingly, all or a portion of the bonds may be converted to other interest rate modes provided for in the supplemental resolutions. It is anticipated that all or a portion of the 2025 Series C bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds to finance all or a portion of the short and long-term 2025 Series C mortgage loans. It is anticipated that all or a portion of the 2025 Series D bonds will initially be issued as variable-rate SOFR index bonds expected to be purchased by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. It is expected that the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York will have the right to give notice on a quarterly basis to put the 2025 Series D bonds back to the corporation effective 12 months after such notice. If the corporation cannot repay the principal remaining on the 2025 Series D bond put, then the corporation will repay the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York the principal amount over a period anticipated to be 3 to 5 years from excess cash in the open resolution. It is anticipated that the 2025 Series E bonds are expected to be issued as a tax-exempt recycled private activity volume cap COB as variable rate obligations initially in the term rate mode. The corporation may direct that all or a portion of the 2025 Series E bonds be converted from time to time to another interest rate mode and shall be subject to mandatory tender for purchase on any date on which the bonds, on which such bonds or a portion or such portion are to be converted to a different interest rate mode on the last day of any term rate term. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2025 Series F bonds will be used to refund certain bonds of the corporation to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution in 2025 or whenever it becomes economically feasible to refund these bonds and will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed rate bonds. In order to manage the interest rate risk relating to the remarketing of certain bonds into variable rate bonds and or other bonds issued under the open resolution, the corporation is working with Mahanti Garjulo LLC, its hedge advisor, and expects to enter into one or more interest rate hedging instruments. More details on the developments and the bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with these bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Okay, not hearing any questions. Susanna, would you like to speak to the member authorization?
Thank you, Commissioner. Members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution. The issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans or assets of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of 4 senior loans and 4 subordinate loans for 3 Ella developments and 1 mix and match development from proceeds of the 2025 Series C bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $507,795,000. The members are requested to approve the financing of 2 Sun loans for 2 NYCHA Pact developments in an amount not to exceed $87,605,000 from the proceeds of the 2025 Series C bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves. The members are requested to approve the making of certain loans for 1 preservation development, 1 Ella development, and 3 PACT Section 8 developments in an amount not to exceed $1,330,260,000 from proceeds of the 2025 Series D bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves. Finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of 1 or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not to exceed $250 million. And for each of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of any and all mortgage-related documents necessary to accomplish said financings or hedging instruments.
I just want to say this moment that what I love about the HEC board meetings is I always learn 2 or 3 new acronyms every time. Really built up. So amazing. But more seriously, do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2025 Series C, D, E, and F, and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
I have a comment, John. Please. Regarding the Federal Home Loan Bank, I'm not sure if this is a question, but let's just say, like other federal agencies, should we not have at least at some point a discussion about, or maybe you're thinking about, what if? I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, we're thoughtful about that. we've been working hard. We feel pretty good about these. There's been a lot, as you can read and hear in this presentation, these folks have done an incredible amount of work to manage what we have already committed to working on. And this is actually, would actually move beyond that piece of it and hopefully get it placed and be done and then think about where it goes from there. Alan, do you want to say?
We're in active discussions with the Federal Home Loan Bank instruction this deal, but we do always have like an annual due diligence meeting with them, which is scheduled for this Thursday. So we'll be meeting with, many of the people at Federal Home Loan Bank. We've asked them if there's any changes, and there has not been this time. So, but we are in, we have very good relationships with them. So we have an ongoing discussion.
And I would add, we're moderately optimistic in that it scores well. The cost of it is pretty cost neutral to the federal government. And they even created a hedge. We don't use it yet. It's not quite to fit what we do yet, but might improve, which is also cost neutral. And it, I think for a lot of policymakers, it looks like a good tool for supply creation. So we're somewhat cautiously optimistic that it continues and might even improve. And other parties have dropped some industry opposition to it. So there had been some opposition that is actually reduced. So it may be better than we think. We're hopeful.
They also have a mandate to invest in affordable housing, and this fills a lot of their mandate.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. In that case, we'll move on to the approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the housing impact bonds 2025 Series D, E, and F for the NYCHA Pact Metro North White Houses and Pact Ocean Hill Davison Gardens development and approval of the mortgage loan. Can I call on Brian to make a presentation?
Thank you. Good day, board members. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's housing impact bonds 2025 Series C, D, E, and F in a combined amount not to exceed $255,100,000, and that the members approve the origination of senior unenhanced non-accelerating or stunt loans to finance the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent financing of two NYCHA projects known as PAC Metro North White Houses and PAC Ocean Hills-Stuyvesant Gardens developments. Both projects are part of the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together, or PAC strategy outline in the 2018 NYCHA 2.0 plan, which describes how the city will reinvest and reposition public housing through Section 8 conversions. The PAC Metro North White Houses is expected to consist of 516 units located in the East Harlem neighborhood of Manhattan. PAC Ocean Hills-Stuyvesant Gardens developments is expected to consist of 927 units located in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn. The proposed rehabilitation work is extensive and is expected to bring significant quality of life improvements to residents and improve energy efficiency. Subject to final approval from HUD, Freddie Mac, and the historic tax credit investors for each project, the housing impact bond proceeds are expected to fund 4 mortgage loans, 2 for each project. One loan representing 90% of the loan proceeds is expected to be secured by supplemental security in the form of a standby credit enhancement agreement issued by Freddie Mac. And the remaining 10% of the loan proceeds is expected to be secured with a subordinate mortgage loan enhanced by the corporation's general obligation pledge. Each mortgage loan is expected to have 30-year terms with interest-only payments for 5 years, after which each loan will amortize over a 40-year amortization schedule with the balloon due at the end of the 30-year term. Interest on the 2025 Series C bonds and Series E bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as recycled tax-exempt private activity bonds. Interest on the 2025 Series D bonds and Series F bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but expected to be exempt for New York State and local income tax. Each sell loan for each project will be senior, unenhanced, and non-accelerable with fixed principal and interest payments that are designed to mimic real estate taxes. The sell loans will have a 40-year term and will fully amortize after a 5-year interest-only period. Sell loans will not require external credit enhancement because of their high debt service coverage and particularly low repayment risk. Furthermore, each project is expected to receive a subordinate loan made by the corporation using city capital granted by the City of New York, acting by and through HPD. The final closing and sizing of the subsidy for each project is subject to review and approval by the Office of Management and Budget. The proceeds of the mortgage loans, the sub loans, and the subordinate loans will be used for the acquisition, rehabilitation, and permanent mortgage for each project. More details on the projects, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? Are there no questions?
Any comments? Speak regarding the member authorization.
The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the Housing Impact Bond Resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the execution of the HDC funding agreement, the pledge to the housing impact resolution of any mortgage loans or other assets of the corporation, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed $25,520,000 plus any interest due on the HDC enhanced mortgage loans. The members are requested to approve the origination of the SUN loans in an amount not to exceed $87,605,000 and the mortgage related documents and other documents, authorization of an authorized officer to execute the mortgage related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the SUN loan financings.
So I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the Housing Impact Bonds 2025 Series C, D, E, and F for the NYCHA PAC Metro North White Houses and PAC Ocean Hill Stuyvesant Gardens developments and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Next, we'll move to the approval of the authorization to file the proposed budget and fiscal plan into the Public Authorities Reporting Information System, PARIS, for fiscal year 2026 pursuant to section 2801 of the Public Authorities Law. And I will call one of my favorite people, Bobby, to give a report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Pursuant to section 2801 of the Public Authorities Law, state authorities are asked to prepare a proposed budget and financial plan for review and approval by their members no later than 90 days prior to the start of the fiscal year. Because the corporation's fiscal year begins on November 1st, the fiscal year 2026 deadline is July 31st, 2025. The budget plan must also be submitted to the governor, the chair and ranking minority member of the Senate Finance Committee, and the chair and ranking minority member of the Assembly Ways and Means Committee. Additionally, it is entered into the New York State Authorities Budget Office's Public Authorities Reporting Information System, PARIS, and posted on the corporation's website. The state controller's regulations prescribe the format and content, which must include actual revenue and expenditures for the prior fiscal year, year-end estimates for the current fiscal year, and projections for the next 4 years through fiscal year 2029. Please note that this budget format differs from typical financial reporting conventions, as PARIS combines operating revenues and expenses with capital sources and uses. As always, the corporation's FY26 operating budget will be presented for the members' approval at the annual meeting this fall. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Comments, gyro recommendations.
If there are no questions, the members are asked to authorize the filing of the proposed budget and financial plan for fiscal year 2026 pursuant to the requirements of section 2801 of the Public Authorities Law.
Do I have a motion to approve the authorization to file the proposed budget and financial plan into the Public Authorities Reporting Information System PARIS for fiscal year 2026 pursuant to section 2801 of the Public Authorities Law? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Is it long that I have to take a breath somewhere in the middle? I think I need to do a little more exercise. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then lastly, other business. Is there any other business that the members would like to discuss? Is there any other business the members would like to discuss? There being no other business, I just want to say very quickly before the end, continue to say thank you to Yaffa and Stephanie for helping me organize and be ready for this, for the entire leadership of the HEC board, to continue to be incredible colleagues and getting me on board. Obviously, partners at HPD, DOS, and OMB, we can't do this without you at all. And as I said last time, all of you guys who are here out there in internet land, Tom earlier talked about storm clouds, about difficulties that we're seeing in housing. But when I'm in these rooms, seeing how many people are involved to fix the issues, to build the housing, I feel very, very bullish about our chance to really get over the hump and put, as I like to say, more heads on beds. So thank you for the part that you're doing as well. That was my monologue. There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn. Oh, sorry, last, and thank you to the board members for being here and spending the time with us. Now, can I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I didn't think so. Motion carries. The meeting adjourned. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.